Hi Spillers, how are you doing? Hi Jesse.
Hi Marcy. Hi Spillers. We are so happy to be here back again with some juicy topics as always.
Yay!
So today's conversation is courtesy of relationships and marriages. Okay, marriages aside, because marriages ziko a bit sorted.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Today's topic.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sure everybody questions it and asks themselves, like,
is it really important? So what's the topic?
Is sex important in a relationship?
It's about to go down.
Ooh, drop mic.
My God.
But yeah, that's the million-dollar question. Is mm-hmm. sex important in a relationship? Mm-hmm. Ni nini nimenyemelea marriage hivo?
Ni kama unataka, unaona zile wimbo zenye mimi naenda ku practice huko TikTok dance. It's like your relationship is going so well. Like we are, like hallelujah.
I am seeing marriage ahead, eh? That's why I keep mentioning it.
Eric, please, be prepared. Because mi nataka ngombe moja.
Wow, mm. I even thought you'd ask for a yard, but okay. No. We'll just do that.
Ngombe is enough.
Oh boy, ni mtu wa nyama, yeah? But yeah, today's topic is about if a relationship is heavily dependent on sex. Because most of the time, we look, especially at modern day relationships, we see so many young people, of course, who are sexually aware of themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've explored sexual experiences with their partners and non-partners, and they're more sexually open as compared to maybe the older generations in their younger days.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at so many relationships depending on sex.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from all the other aspects of a relationship, what is sex to a relationship?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you find so many people, when you sit with the young people, they usually say, oh, you know, you have to test the waters.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get disappointed at the end of the day.
And that is always a common reason.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that is influenced by the Western culture, where maybe tunonanga kwa movie sana, watu waki insist that having sex before marriage is important because you need to understand what your body likes and what you prefer in a partner sexually.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether that has been so drilled into our heads that now we've come to believe that truly without sex in a relationship can thrive.
And I think most people, also the married people, they contribute a lot to this perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because now when you meet the married people and they're saying sex is not good in their marriages, so when you have that conversation with people and it's not going well with them, so you end up saying, lazima to try, let's try out to see, because at the end of the day we might be compatible
in all other ways
except sex. And now it reflects in a marriage. So is sex really important in a relationship?
And you know, most of these adults are usually your mentors.
Exactly.
So when they tell you, maybe it's different when they're in the marriage before, when they tried sex in the marriage and they didn't before, you start getting concerned. You're like, I don't want to reach that point in my life where I'm regretting not having tasted what it is like to have maybe other partners, or maybe people with different styles when it comes to the bedroom. You know, you don't want to live with all these regrets. So the question is, at what point do you decide that it is necessarily important in a relationship to have sex? What is the defining factor for it?
I have no clue.
Kulingana na mimi sina maoni.
Because sometimes it's a very broad
topic. Yes.
Because sometimes, Josie, I'm in a relationship, I don't want to have sex, but my partner wants to have sex.
But that's not because you don't love each other or don't love each other anymore or any less.
Yeah.
The love part is not messed with.
But also it just depends with your partner.
Right?
Like, if you want to wait, you will wait, and we will wait. But at the end of the day, he's going to sleep with another woman.
Mm.
As we know, this society, like, tunangoja sisi wote tunambiana tunangoja but we are tuna huko nje,
you know. And I think also what has solidified that point where youths are now saying that sex is important in a relationship is because we see a lot of cheating in the older generation.
Yeah.
So in your mind, you're like, is this person cheating because maybe they didn't feel like they explored enough when they were younger?
Yeah.
Or what exactly is their reason? And I mean, of course, there's so many reasons for cheating.
Mm.
But could one of those reasons be that they never explored their sexual fantasies and experiences a lot when they were younger? Do they regret that?
Yeah, because most of these married people as well, they come and say, oh, I like the way you do this thing to me. My wife doesn't do this. I like how we do this sex thing, the sex positions.
Yeah,
they're different. Styles. The new style.
Yes.
Oh my God, I can't stop thinking about it. You see,
you know,
if somebody puts that in your head, you're like, sex is important.
Yes. And there is, I think there's a friend of mine who once told me, a guy, that it's nice when you know you have experienced all these things in your younger years so that when you're married, you do not have that curiosity to want to try it with somebody else because you've already done it all. Like, what else could there be for me to even try out?
Yeah, but personally, me, I don't think a relationship solely relies on sex.
Yeah.
A relationship is way more than sex.
Yeah.
But for other people, it's different. Because you can't tell me to have sex, and sex is good, yes. Mm-hmm. But we are not compatible in communication or other things.
Mm.
Because, I don't know.
If it's failing in all the other aspects, then sex is also going to be useless.
Yeah.
But also, same goes for now, the vice versa. Mm. Where if, even though we are okay on these other sides, if sex is work, it's going to cause a problem. Especially if your love language is physical touch. You are going to suffer.
Do you personally think sex is important in a relationship?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are a very sexual person.
That is a gift from God. What are you saying? Girl.
But according to the Bible, you needed to wait.
Yeah, and that's actually what I wanted to even bring up.
Mm.
What do the religious girlies and boys think about this? Because honestly, of course, you and I are both Christians, right? We don't have anything against anyone who sees it the other way. And I do believe genuinely that if probably I wasn't introduced to sex in campus, I probably would have waited until marriage. But once you taste that fruit, Oga, you don't want to wait.
It's like, okay,
you want to go on and go on.
Somebody said,
yeah,
wakati alijua hiyo kitu si kukojua peke yake. He finished it. Another parent was telling another parent that I had.
Yeah.
And yes, so it's a weird way to draw the line. We believe that sex before marriage is a sin. And they call it
oh my God. Let me tell you, Mercy. Yeah. There's the conflict that comes with even having sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Your love language is physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these emotions of very sexual emotions. Okay, you basically have sexual emotions towards your partner. Because let me tell you the truth. When you fall in love with someone, it's not just loving them for their personality all that stuff. You are sexually attracted to them. Meaning, your nunu is also acknowledging the fact that we want this guy in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it's something that is so natural. So, there comes this conflict where you are a Christian, right? And you have religious beliefs. Umesoma Bible kutoka kwa mdogo, umeambiwa sex before marriage is a sin. Inaitangwa nini? Fornicating.
You're fornicating?
Yes.
Please don't tell me that. Let me tell you one. I hate when somebody says.
I hate it too, but it's the fornicating. Truth. It's the truth, and I hate it.
You guys are fornicating outside there.
As long as you're having sex outside of marriage, you're fornicating. You guys have been perambulating here. Exchanging fluids. But the truth is, there's this conflict that comes when you have these beliefs from your religious background, and then you have this partner that you want to make sure that you are everything to them. Okay, not everything, but at least you're able to play your part as their partner, right?
Satisfy them.
Yeah. You don't want to give them any reason to go out there, start looking at other women in very lustful sexual ways. You want to make sure that at least you are that for them. So whenever, okay, because I remember there's a friend of mine who told me she'd break up with her boyfriend because akifika point anataka sex na nona has wait until marriage, mm-hmm. there's no point of them continuing with the mm-hmm, relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I asked her, would you really break up, like, that time there were 3 years in the relationship. Nikamuliza, mm-hmm. would you break that 3-year-old relationship because you don't want to have sex with him? And this is somebody you had initially seen in your future, having their kids and stuff like that. Kasama, imagine, I'm not going to break my personal spiritual beliefs because he can't wait until marriage. If that's something I've set for myself, I want to remain celibate until then. And if he can't, then it's best I end it, because that means God, that's not for me.
But I usually feel like people don't really understand it. Like, sex is not just like penetration. You know,
yes.
There's some other ways of satisfying yourself and satisfying your partner.
Do tell, girl. Spill the tea.
Because if we are relying on just penetration, yes, of course, I respect her values and her beliefs. But this other guy who is here strained, he doesn't maybe believe in that. So he has to force himself. And I usually feel like you need to have a conversation with your partner. Sexual intimacy, it's not about sex. You can satisfy each other through so many things.
Yes, absolutely. That one I can actually agree.
Like uneza kuongelesha, we can do
so many things. But I have a feeling all these things kind of just like lead you to that sexual.
Yes, it does. I feel like at some point you guys know what you want, like, my partner wants this and I have to do this, but at the same time I have to wait.
That's true.
Physical touch. Touch the girl, touch the guy, like mushike, mushike, mushike.
Sasa, you will wake up the devil.
You can't hide from me.
I remember I was watching.
What do you mean?
Because there's a way of satisfying. Like your what? Partner.
Like what? Tell me.
Actually, just wants this. Like.
So let me ask you, giving head is not having sex. So is that one okay?
Yes, like like there are those ones, like you can just do touch each other, like he can make you come without even penetration
with his fingers.
Daddy finger, where are you?
But it's still
you don't have to say.
I mean, guys, we're being open and candid here, so why not say the truth? Because it all still falls under fornication.
It is, but there's a way of satisfying your partner. If you don't want it and you love him, there's a way of satisfying him.
If you don't want penetration.
You don't want penetration.
But they'll feel like they're sinning. Kweka mdomo, kweka mjules kwa mdomo. Kweba sienda,
tupaele enda kwa church. Sasa wewe umetuchokesha. Enda uko utafute basi kuna mtu mwenzako. If you're not willing, meet me.
True.
I feel like you have to meet me in the
halfway.
Middle.
Yeah, because a relationship is about compromising.
It's not about you alone. Because ulingia kwa relationship aje.
And honestly, I can't imagine this guy is giving you everything.
Exactly.
But the only one thing that he wants from you is the one thing that you're choosing not to give him. So how is that fair? Are you going to leave him because you don't want to give him that part of you?
And does she, like, anapeana, does she give this guy head?
Kichwa mapega magoti vidole, magoti vidole, magoti vidole.
Nothing sexual, actually.
So they just do what?
Dinners, lunch dates, hanging out outside, of course going to church together. Okay, sijui kama bado wako pamoja kusema ukweli. I've never asked, but I highly doubt that it can actually survive because this man will be extremely frustrated. Very. Man or woman, because even there are men who now are the ones that don't want it. But it's extremely frustrating when you're out here seeing very gorgeous men who are very touchy, very sensual and sexual.
Not even that. Just it reaches a point when you're horny.
Exactly my point. So you're seeing them and you're horny.
You're not even seeing them. Schools in Gino Naka kwa nyumba yako and you're just horny. And you're not seeing anybody. You're just like, I need to get laid.
So
how do you even deal with that? I was watching a certain show of Love is Blind, reality show. And there's these two individuals who say
the latest one.
Yeah.
I'm watching that one.
Oh my God. They say, oh, we wait until marriage. Yeah. But she was frustrated because she wanted physical touch. She wanted to be touched a certain way, but not like penetration. So that is like satisfying, huh?
Yeah.
And the guy is okay. Like, kama wewe, by the way, uko sawa, we nishike shike.
Nishike shike tu. Kwenye itaenda, I don't know, but nishike tu. That's all I need. Okay, mimi saji, that is just ridiculous because I don't know unanishika shika alafu tufanye nini. Umiache hapa nikiwa nimenyeshea nguo zangu. Alafu, na siyo kunyesha ya red, nile kunyesha ya white. Hey. Ama ni cream. Ama ni...
Shut up. Anyway, guys, the sex matter. But it's really, it plays a part,
yeah.
But it doesn't like, it doesn't hold a relationship.
Yeah, it honestly doesn't. But I actually feel like there is that personal, but it's a subjective decision, yeah. At the end of the day. Because najua naweza kaa tu chini hivi niseme, I want to be celibate for 2 months. After 2 months, I want to go rarua someone's son, aka my boyfriend. You know, it honestly, it matters. It depends on who is handling this. So, alafu najua, acha nikwambie ukweli. It's very easy to avoid sex when you've never tasted it.
Exactly.
But when you've tasted it and then you want to now cut it off, it's hey, unless you've been through some traumatic experiences with sex, it's usually very hard to stop. Because now you want to know. I think there's something about having sex in your youth that helps you learn a lot about yourself, your body, sexual interests and fantasies and all those things. That by the time you're actually choosing to settle down with one person, you already know how everything works for you. Yeah,
and as we human beings, we're very curious. Like, I'm so curious. Like, but I need to see. I need to know.
You know, can very you move, curious human being. Like,
can you move that way?
Can you do this for me?
Girl.
Will I be happy with you? Milele la milele. Ama nitaingia marriage afu nijulize nimeoa nani sasa kusema kweli. Because now, let me tell you, mimi, I'm usually, I think this is a fear I used to have quite a lot. Nilikuwa naona, maybe if I stay like a virgin now until marriage. Nazengia kwa hiyo marriage and then maybe the sex nile ya pa 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 pa.
Garine tuwa tuwa. Kitchen tuwa tuwa. Everywhere.
Done. The man rolls over and sleeps. Like, there is that fear of this man is everything. He's everything, like I said. He's everything. Mm-hmm. But you don't know him sexually. And I feel like sex is like a very important part of connecting your souls. Mm-hmm. And if it's not going to connect you to, you're going to feel some type of way about this person. And then that's how resentment comes in. And I don't think you really want to live resenting your partner.
At the end of the day, you have to teach your partner.
True. Like they don't come knowing everything.
Yeah, they don't know everything. Yeah. Unless they don't understand your body as
much as you'd think they do.
You think they do.
Actually, notice. So, no longer see like conversations with my demo to Nakwanga Nazoza. Men don't know where the clit is. They don't know where the G-spot is. By the way, men are so clueless, but mulipita iyo class ya biology aje. High school mulikuwa mnafanya nini? If anything, men, that class ya biology, ya reproductive. Yeah, the reproductive system na reproduction. Iyo kwanza ndio mlikuwa mnafaa kupea attention.
How when bora wa hit it? Like, hit it. But
they think it's digging.
Yeah.
It's digging. Like, it's not digging, guys. I think this is like a sex education kind of even episode. Because when I start discussing this, it will not stop.
Acha nuambie. The other day I was asking Juicy.
Oh, like, no.
Hey, mambo ya sex. As much as we are saying it's not important, it's important.
Yeah.
Hey, isako. Sakila.
The circular motion. Hey, don't get me started. Do not get me started. The circular motion of sex. Man, I don't know what... Let your sisters here give you a tip, a one-off tip. Oh? I don't know what happens whenever you're in the bedroom and you're thinking that you're pleasing your girl by going round and round and round. It doesn't work. Unajaribu kusongesha hiyo shimo ikue larger. I don't know what you're doing, but going round, you're not really pleasing. You're making the woman uncomfortable. And I don't know if this is... Because Masi agreed with me. I don't know if there's any other woman out there who thinks this is actually ridiculous. And I don't know where they watch this from or where they get this from. But the circular motion, if you're doing it, do it in 1 second. 1.5 seconds, ukienda sana. But don't overdo it. Uko huku, uko kule. Hata sielewi unaenda wapi.
You're confusing me. Unani confused.
You know, you're supposed to hit and slide in the walls. You're not supposed to dig and go round. No. Yo, unaona venye, nini leza to make an example ya venye, uki go round and round, you're like enlarging the hole. through the circumcision.
I don't know who told you guys that doing that really satisfies a woman.
It doesn't
actually. It's a turn off.
It is. And it's like you're trying to dry the island. Stop drying the island before we hit the jackpot, bro.
You remember those people who used to say, I have to, like, lazima nikuwe nime, before other people comes. Like, I
have to leave a mark here.
Nimeenda kona zote. Ule mwenye
ataingia hapa, anenda hui.
Kapa me.
Okay. Slide, eh?
By the way, guys, take this as a lesson. We don't like it.
It's worse when it's a jaluo. It's a luo man.
Leave alone a luo man. What are you saying? Leave alone a luo man. It's worse if it's a kissy man.
That one now is bad. Those men are blessed, but trust me, it's a one-time blessing. You want to taste and then you're done. You're like, no. Let me go back to the Kikuyu pipe.
Yo. So, any lesson take from your sisters? No, don't do that. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know if muna pataga uko kwa porn. Because I don't know where it comes from.
And it's like almost every guy kind of. I don't know if it's. I think we should get like a male perspective. Maybe it's more pleasurable from their side than on ours, because I think they do it for them, not for us. And maybe Sisi ndo tuna misunderstand. But anyway, I hope at least about to make communicate kitu. Because what?
But anyway, sister, that is when you need to teach your partner, like, mimi spendi hivi.
Yeah.
Ju, most of these people who are trying to say, oh, we wait, ni watu washa break virginity. Let's not lie to each other.
They've already tested, and now they're like, I can wait. I've already seen what's out there. I've already done it. So.
And you're frustrating the other party. You need to do things to him. Ati tuende tu dina kila saa tukikuja. Kwani tunacheza PE? Like tuende tu tukule, tukuje, tulale. Do they kiss? Did they used to kiss?
Okay, let me even reveal this bit about how their relationship was. Before she reached that point where she decided she wanted to now stay celibate in the relationship, they had initially had sex. And they, of course, made out and had done all those things. So, like, after a few months, that's when she decided she wanted to stay celibate.
Uongo.
You know.
Uongo. Uyo.
Ebu tell me, Masi, how do you start? Uli ni introduce kwa relationship na sex. Afu nataka tukiwa ndani uniambie ni ngoja until marriage.
No.
How is that supposed to work?
That girl, hakupenda uyo nini. Alipenda the benefits that she was getting, like buying me dinner, but she didn't like the sex bit.
Because she told me that she was going through this spiritual turnover where she was now getting to, basically it's a whole religion thing where she was telling me now she wanted to get closer to God, and she can't get closer to God if she's sinning.
Then
and
she
doing
needs
this.
To be single. I feel like she needs to be single and not leading the other guy on.
Yeah.
Because there's no way we are having, like, sasa mimi, I enter into a relationship, we start having sex, and then, nakuja naambia mpo, anawambia, I have a spiritual awakening, my dear. So, until...
until 2029, you will stay in the relationship without getting any, but I will love you. I will love you, I will care for you, I will do all those things for you, but no sex. Uyo kijana kikubali kuka kwa your relationship, atakajwa na kupenda, but he'll be getting it somewhere else.
He will.
No, I'm not lying.
And
chances are he'll be tempted by other women. Because definitely, probably if you're with this person, he's very handsome.
Me, I know some of some people who goes to another church that I know. That church, you're not supposed to have sex before marriage.
Oh, wait, it's a full-on declaration.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a full-on, both men and women.
Okay.
So I know some individuals who went to that church, but you need to marry from the same church. You're not going out.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I know.
Sasa kama church ni kuna sura viatu. What do you do?
Wewe utatengeneza na pesa.
Sufficient. That is so painful.
Yes, I know some individuals who just, like, they never had sex
at all.
And that is easy. And it's easy because the other gentlemen, they understand this.
You have the same principles
exactly,
when it comes to this.
Exactly. Yes. So it trickles down to principles. Venye mumelelewa, like kwa hii kanisa tumelelewa, there's no having sex.
Hata hakuna kuguzana.
Hakuna.
Unless ni handshake.
Like, oh, hi. It's hugging. Hugging, it's okay. And but sexual things, no. Taking each other on a date, it's very okay. But the guy needs to come ask permission from the family.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ini community gani?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, niko, ah, yuta niambia kando. Yaya ineza kupatia shida. Tutawambia kando. Wenye mko curious, mneza tu inbox.
Yeah, there's a church, by the way. I'm not lying. So in that church, you need to do specific things. And I think you met my cousin.
Yeah.
They go to that church.
Oh my God.
You remember him?
I do.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go to the same church and they have that values, those values. And when you go out, like, bwana akienda kucheat, munakuja munaomba kanisa msama.
Eh!
Bwana anakuja anasema.
Anakuja ana confess.
Ana confess. And if you want to leave the church, you go and you sema, mimi nataka kutoka kwa kanisa, I want to join the world.
Wachana na Mungu, join the world?
Yeah.
Why is there that definition, by the way? Like, so that distinct definition where it's either you're for the world or you're for God. And if you're for God, you do not have sex. But then, if I'm having sex, doesn't mean I don't love God and I don't respect him. It's only that it's a part of being a human being. But I think...
It is. But it trickles down to...
your principles. And I think it also starts with the two of you. There is no way I can be with
That's
you.
That's true.
If you're not having the same beliefs as I am, like it a work.
Yeah.
Tutavurutana na moja atafeel ni kama mekaliwa. Ama nyi wawili mtafeel ni kama mekaliana. Unaona? And it's not fair.
Yeah.
So I think these things should be discussed on the very first date.
Yes.
Right?
Important. What do you mean? Sex is really important. You need to discuss it.
Yeah.
And the guy will say, oh, mimi hata nataka kwenda kuifanyia hapo kwa cho.
Hata sasa hivi nimekona kwa hiyo dress nafikiria tu ni... There is this thing called footy. Is it footy? Ama footing? There is something where a lady puts like her leg and her foot under the table and starts caressing the man with her leg. But bro... Imagine mtu kwa first date anakuambia hivyo na wewe mwenyewe uko very reserved to collect. No, mimi I don't do that.
Hata si reserved hujaifanya.
No, no. And there is nothing as bad as imposing your beliefs on someone.
That is a very...
Ati, you know. Ati juu sasa wewe, you don't believe in sex and you believe that I should lead a spiritual, a very strict spiritual line until marriage. Ati now I should also start believing the same because I like you. You're liking Itaisha, imagine.
Imagine Itaisha.
Na kwa first date tuki discuss, I will respect... who you are and what you're doing, because honestly it's good, and if you're doing it for you, that's good, but there is no need of dragging somebody into it if that's not initially what they'd even planned on getting into.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a matter of aligning before getting serious with somebody, because hakuna vetrafika kwa relationship afuna niambia ati, oh, by the way, Pastor Wangu aliniambia ati if I fornicate, I am going to have curses on my kuchi.
And it's not even about that. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, libido just reduces.
It does. By the way, it's not the same.
It's not.
Let me tell you, when you're perambulating in these streets, you'll be as horny as hell. You'll be too horny. You'll want to just go everywhere and want to, like, it's crazy. But when you're in a relationship, I don't know whether it's a sense of discipline that comes along
it's
with it.
It's discipline and respect.
And also, vitu mingi is you come along, because if you're serious with somebody, most of the time you're thinking about, oh, how are we planning our home? How are we planning our future? Vitu kama hizo na, you're both working trying to look for money. So it's not as serious, like, for you guys to even have sex at all the time. I don't know, people usually have this notion that when you're in a relationship, you're having sex every 2 hours of a day.
So when do ulisema ni nini?
Ulisema ni, it's very important to have it. It's a daily meal. I said it's a daily meal, but... Sasa si unajua sasa. Definitely, it's not every single day. Definitely, I promise you that. But definitely, when you guys have an understanding.
Utavunja mtu mgongo.
Mimi, I need to breathe too. But when you have a common understanding.
But you need to breathe na wewe ndo unatuambia ati ni daily meal jameni. Wewe utavunja, utumiza vijana wenyewe huko
nje. Huyo kijana huwa anajibamba vibaya sana, so he has a complaint. So let me tell you the truth.
Jua hizi complain ana kwaga kwa boys wake anasema mnipeni by the nipeni leo ni nini niende nifanye strategy.
Niko na masikio kila mahali.
Anasema huyu msichana nani peleka kimunipe. Nafasi nikunywe kidogo. Mugongo.
I don't know one day I'll ask him, Pepe, are you comfortable with how we usually do things? Because I think you should actually get to know. Because, hey, unaweza kuwa hapo kidhani unapendeza, but what?
Jules, most of the time we have these conversations and you say, is sex important to you? They say yes.
Yeah.
And you say yes. But when you enter there, important ya or si important yako?
Ooh, that is a powerful line. I love that. Yeah.
So you're struggling. You're like, sasa nifanya aji, do I reduce my importanta to meet them?
Yeah. So you find yourselves having that friction of, anataka hivi, wewe unataka hivi. So it's actually, by the way, that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually get what you're saying. Because mnafikanga kwa relationship mko, I thought it was actually important to you. Maybe your important is once in a month. Important yake ni once every week. Ama twice, five times every week.
Every day.
Every single day.
No, mijeledi. Anyway, guys.
But yeah, I actually get that, by the way. But I feel like the struggle we have is maybe this modern generation with being comfortable with having sex in a relationship is now the spiritual aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
Because, of course, maybe let's say every Sunday you go to church. You're genuinely a believer and all that stuff. But you also love sex with your partner. Or maybe you love sex outside pia, si vibaya. If you love exploring, si vibaya pia. But you have that conflict of, should I or should I not?
And I'll confess kwa pastor hapo, I have sinned.
So, nenda confess kila siku? I'm every week. Juu, nonanga sometimes, by the way, mimi nonanga, I usually feel guilty because at times I'm usually praying and I'm like, I'm sorry for the sins that I've committed and I'm sorry that I've done things that haven't pleased you. But then, am I saying sorry because I'm genuinely sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I saying sorry because it's a routine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But at the end of the day, kuna watu ina matter. But sex is a sacred thing.
It is.
That is what we have to agree on. And also, kwa wengine it's not sacred, like kunipe tu
no, mimi nataka tu kudishi bwana
kichwa tu you see things like moment wanyeshu kuinje
huko tumeona tumesikia we've had it all. I think somebody mtu akileta kitu mpya tutakuwa too shocked, but nonetheless you're actually right. It's sacred and definitely for I feel like it just depends because we can't narrow every belief into one thing. We can't. And sex is a lot of things to many people. So guys, we want you guys to share with us, what does sex mean to you? When do you know where to draw the line? Is it before a date, before a relationship, or would you be willing to leave somebody because you're not for that and vice versa?
Please let us know via our DMs. They are very open, actually. If you don't feel like comfortable sharing on our sisterly spill, please DM us. Like individual pages.
Yes, please. We are open for conversation.
And does really sex matter in a relationship? Ebu mutuambie ukutuelewe.
Ebu mutuambie, by the way. Because we might be here. Masi and I, of course, have voted yes. And many other people have voted yes. Because nakumuka Masi alipost a poll on her Facebook. Kwenye ye ni celeb. By the way, uwe muku wanakuanga celeb.
Mimi nangoja, by the way, waanze kumonetize.
Atakuwa na letter model.
Because Facebook, I feel Facebook is very open. And I like Facebook a lot. People don't pretend as Instagram.
By the way, Facebook is more real.
More real.
Yeah.
But other than that, let us know so that we can have this conversation. And let's grow the community by sharing with your friends.
Yes,
on your pages.
And also do let us know the kind of content you love listening to. Did you love this episode? Which one made you feel better? Or maybe did you love? Do let us know.
Yeah.
And do share with your friends.
Yes. Yay. It has been a good episode. Other than that, we're saying bye-bye.
See you guys.
Oh.